Yes, I took trinkets with me, left them by the crater. Here ghosts, old ghosts. I could smell chlorine. I took the moon where the light was just right. Rolled around in the glory, all embracing wreckage, sunburned.
Thank you, guys. Statistics and studies, most of us aren't smart enough to read, suggest that someday a fair percentage of y'all are going to get divorced. I'm sorry to say that to you. It's gonna happen, though. There's I don't know what the exact number is, but there's a certain number, let's call it 5%.
More than 5%.
Who I am talking directly to.
Right? Let's call it the lucky one.
I think actually Peter's just landed on a good band name change. So, you know, there may come a day in the middle of your divorce when you say to yourself, I don't want to be divorced. I don't want to be that fellow woman. I don't want to be that person who's divorced, who wears a sign around his or her neck. I failed. I tried, you were there at the ceremony, now where am I? I'm divorced. You don't want to be that person, you know, but at the same time, you're staring down the tunnel that person built with their blood and their muscle. That person who you are resisting becoming is beckoning to you from the other end of the tunnel. Come, come, he or she says, move toward the light, the warm, cleansing light of divorce. You're going to love it when you get here, and you'll be looking down the tunnel and saying to that person, hey, fuck you, you're not really me, you're some other person, you know, in my head, that I sometimes think of when I have nothing better to do because I've already seen this episode of Law and Order. You have a song to sing to yourself when that moment comes. This is called Baboon.